A pivotal game three of the NLCS with the Cubs and Dodgers tied at one. Dodger Stadium is the scene. The last time Jake Arrieta was there, he threw a no-hitter against LA back on August 30th of last year. 36-year-old left-hander Rich Hill making the start for the Dodgers. Top two of a scoreless game, the Cubs have second and third, one out against Hill. Addison Russell is at the plate.
Hill desperately needing a strikeout, the 2-2, and he gets it. Swung on and missed, strike three. Second strikeout of the game for Hill. There's two out, and Miguel Montero coming up. Hill delivers. Montero, lowly hit ball to second base. Utley picks it up and throws him out, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, two walks, two left. We have no score, two out, Tolles at second base in the bottom half of the third. The 1-1 to Seager, Arrieta set, and the pitch. Lined into right field for a base hit. Rounding third, on his way home is Tolles, a throw to the plate, not in time. Going to second base with a head first slide is Seager. And the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead. Grandal looking for his first RBI in the postseason. Arrieta on 3-2. Fly ball well hit to right center field. It is way back, and it is gone! A home run! Yasmani Grandal, a two-run shot, and the Dodgers take a 3-0 lead. Yasmani Grandal, 27 home runs during the regular season, more than any other catcher. Just clocked his first career postseason home run. 93-mile-an-hour fastball down in the zone. Grandal knew it was gone the moment he hit it. And the Dodgers with a 3-0 lead, two out in the top of the fourth. And the 0-2 on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three, and that ends the inning.
One out hit by Bryant over at first with two down. Struck him out. Biggest start of his career, and Rich Hill has answered the call.
Justin Turner 0-2 with a fly ball to center field and deep. It's way back, and it is gone! A home run! Justin Turner has given the Dodgers a 4-0 lead. First pitch, sixth inning. Dodgers up four. And that was the last pitch thrown by Jake Arrieta. Joe Maddon's coming to get him. Peterson with 25 home runs during the regular season. The 2-2. There goes Puig. Line to left field. It's a base hit. It's going to roll to the corner. Here comes Puig. Rounding third. Throw on the way. Not in time. In fact, it was held up by Baez. A fake throw. In to score is Puig. Peterson delivers. And the Dodgers take a 5-0 lead. No balls. Two strikes. Two out. Ninth inning. Dodgers 6-0. Rizzo leads from second. Coughlin awaits. Here's the 0-2. Line drive caught by Turner, and the Dodgers win it and shut out the Cubs 6-0 and take a 2-1 lead. This was their 200th playoff game. And for the first time in their history, they have recorded back-to-back shutouts.
The Dodgers shut out the Cubs for the second straight game and pick up a 2-1 lead in the NLCS. The last time the Cubs were shut out in back-to-back games, you have to go back to May of 2014. Rich Hill, six innings, no runs, two hits, two walks. He struck out six, throwing 93 pitches. In eight postseason games this season, the Dodgers have hit a home run in all of them. Rich Hill made his first career postseason start a great one, throwing six scoreless innings and picks up the win in Game 3 of the NLCS. MLB.com's Allison Footer and Jeff Nelson discuss Hill's outing.
Jeff, let's start with Rich Hill. Nobody really knew exactly what he was going to bring to the table today. It turns out he gave them just enough in six shutout innings.
Well, it was plenty. Six shutout, only two hits while striking out six. And, you know, blisters, what blisters? It didn't seem like he had any kind of effect on his fastball or his breaking ball. Occasionally you saw his fastball get up in his zone. Maybe it might have had some effect on because of the blisters. But what I was impressed most was the arm angle, the way he changed arm angle. He absolutely had his great breaking ball. But when he came from the three-quarters angle, he got in a little pattern when he started throwing his breaking ball. Then he started mixing in his fastball. And he started doing it to right-handed hitters. Right-handed hitters, if you drop down from the left-hand side, usually pick up the ball a little bit better. But when you are constantly, as a hitter, looking at that release point above, and next thing you know, you drop three quarters. It really messes them up. Obviously, the Cubs hitters really had a hard time.
Hill threw more curveballs than he has and past starts more than 50%. I mean, after the game, he basically said everything was working and he was able to mix in the fastballs and rely on the breaking stuff. Actually, Dave Roberts said he didn't think that Rich had his best stuff. I don't know, maybe that's just something that he's going to say. But it seemed like everything
right,
was just fine.
Right. Well, I mean, when you have – you look at the Cubs offense and they're great fastball hitters. And usually if you've got a guy throwing 98, 99 miles an hour, they'll jump all over him. But when you have a guy like Rich Hill that mixes it up, only throws about 88 to 91 miles an hour with a great breaking ball, and what he did is he pitched backwards. He got over his off-speed stuff early in the count, and then he threw a lot of fastballs to finish guys off. Plus, he had that great breaking ball to the back leg of the right-handed hitters. So he really kept the Cubs offense off balance. That's what happens when you don't throw hard. I mean, when you have a great fastball hitting team, it's tough to face those guys that don't throw hard.
Game 4 is Wednesday in Los Angeles. 20-year-old rookie Julio Urias starts for the Dodgers against John Lackey of the Cubs. MLB.com's Allison Futter and Jeff Nelson have the preview.
Jeff, there is 17 years, 294 days between Julio Urias and John Lackey. Age-wise, it's the fifth largest age gap for pitchers who face each other in the postseason. So just that alone is going to make this a very interesting game.
It is, but the thing of it is that Urias is left-handed. He got his feet wet in the NLDS. He got the win in Game 5 against the Nationals. Here's a guy that the Dodgers tried saving and had to throw him in Game 5. Now he's going to get a start. Why? Because he's left-handed. Also, he has an incredible fastball. Incredible breaking ball. And when guys get on first, he just picks them off. He says, who cares? I'll walk you. I'll just pick you off and end the inning. He's got a great pickoff move. We saw that when he picked off, Harper in Game 5. Sometimes, and we've seen it with, Baez on the other side, young guys, it just doesn't matter. I mean, the big stage just does not matter. He knows how important this game is, but, he's 20 years old. This guy is mature beyond his years. We've heard Clayton Kershaw say, you know what, he's probably 5 or 6 years more advanced than I was when he was that age. So, obviously have a lot to live up to, but I think the pressure's off. Obviously the pressure's on the Cubs.
So Urias was 6 years old when John Lackey first made his first postseason appearance in the World Series in 2002. These are fun little comparisons.
Oh, absolutely.
So Lackey, on the other hand, has a ton of postseason experience, a lot of wins, and a really good ERA. So he's kind of a grizzled veteran at this point.
Is.
And a little grumpy, and this could work in the favor of the
Cubs.
Well,
he is. I mean, he wasn't too happy of being the fourth starter in the NLDS. He only lasted three innings against the Giants, and they had to pull him, try to, change the momentum of that game, and they wound up, winning that game. But now it's more important. This is a must-win for the Cubs. You don't want to go down 3-1 going into Game 5, and you're going to have to see Kershaw, I'm sure, in that Game 5. So he knows what's at stake for him. He is a veteran guy. This guy's had 20-plus starts in the postseason. A little surprised he only did last for three innings, or at least leave him in. But, he'll make his pitches. He makes things happen. He throws a lot of strikes. Things don't rattle him out there. This is exactly what the Cubs need for Game 4.
I know that the Cubs they want to get the series back to Chicago, obviously. But, you kind of have to think now this thing could end. I mean, of course, any team that gets the win, you sort of feel like the momentum is in their favor. But it's not out of the question to think that this series could end here in L.A.
Well, it is. And it's very, very possible because, the Cubs have not proven that they've been able to hit left-handed pitching. Plus, they've kept the Dodgers around. You look in Game 1, yes, there was a grand slam by Montero, but, they still came back. And if it wasn't for that bottom of the eighth inning, maybe it still would have been tied, and who knows what would have happened. They score the one run just enough in Game 2. Here, they blow them out, basically. 6-0 is a blowout in the playoffs. But 18 scoreless innings by that offense for the Cubs. Very possible for them to get beat three in a row here in L.A.
After his team took a 2-1 lead in the NLCS, manager Dave Roberts spoke with the media.
Even going back through the season, his defense has been remarkable and elite. And so, yeah, he had his struggles early on, but really had a great second half and put together a really nice year. And, in the postseason, what he's done with our pitching staff, the starters, the guys in the pen has been remarkable. And, I just can't say enough about his growth. And really going through the struggles offensively, but understanding that, his primary responsibility is to control the pitching staff. And today, that at bat that he put you know, getting behind the count, fouling some pitches off, and getting a fastball in his nitro zone, and driving out of the ballpark. Obviously, a huge at bat, and you know, Reddick right there, legs out an infield single. So that's just kind of what our guys do. But you know, for Yazzie to get rewarded, putting together that at bat was huge. You know, the starts that I've seen him this year, it wasn't his best stuff. You know, I think that the curveball command wasn't, you know, as I know he would like it, but that just shows that, you know, he goes out there and competes. He still has a very good chance to get guys out. But I think that his preparedness, his guts, you know, really kept those guys at bay. But changing speeds, pitching off the breaking ball, mixing in the fastball, he kept them off balance all night. And, you know, I know that it meant a lot for him to give us six innings and you know, throw six scoreless. This was an important game for us to have. All of these games are important, but I think that through 18 pitches a couple days ago, off day yesterday, had him in there, had him hot, and still we added on, which was great to see. But for me, I didn't want to change the momentum at all, and the first out pitch count, you know, was manageable. So I think that I felt good just leaving him in there.
Rich Hill turned in six scoreless innings, helping the Dodgers to their second straight shutout win. Here's Hill recapping his performance.
Rich, in many ways, the biggest start of your life. What were your emotions like tonight?
Just keep them under control and stay in the moment. That was it. If I execute pitches and continue to keep the hitters off balance, I felt like we had a pretty good chance tonight.
Key at-bat there against Addison Russell early in the ballgame. What was the key to your approach there?
Again, just execute. That was it. You know, make sure that execute each pitch one at a time, and not think about the walks before or missing pitches. That I missed in the at bats before. But you know, if you stay in the moment and you put away the things that happen you can't control and the things that are going to happen you can't control, you just focus in on that pitch. That's all I tried to do tonight.
Six innings, your longest start since September 10th. What was the key to your endurance here tonight?
Again, just stay in the moment and execute one pitch at a time. Not try to get, think about anything else except for executing that one pitch. It's it sounds really simple, but that's all. That's all I tried to do tonight.
Rich, last one for you. We've talked before about your journey to get to this point. Who are you thinking about tonight? Who helped to get here?
There's a lot of people. My wife and son.
Yasmani Grandal had the first big blow off of Arrieta, a two-run home run in the fourth inning. His first career playoff home run. Here are his thoughts after the Game 3 victory.
All right, Yasmani, a long year. How did you find the strength there to grind through that eight-pitch at-bat and deliver the huge home run here tonight?
I feel like that's one of the things that I've been trying to work on in the playoffs. You know, stay through that at-bat, especially with two strikes, trying to follow some pitches, see if I could get a good swing on it. You know, I was able to do that. Even though he made a really good pitch down in the zone, I was just lucky to hit it out.
As a team, Yasmani, how proud are you guys of the quality of your at-bats throughout this series?
Yeah, that's one of the things we do best. We grind out at-bats. We try to make that starter throw as many pitches as he can and try to get into the bullpen. So I feel like we've done that throughout the whole year, and we continue doing it.
With Rich Hill, his longest outing since September 10th, what was the key for him to last as long in the game as he did?
Make quality pitches when he needed. Obviously, we threw quite a bit of pitches in the first two, three innings. But it was just a matter of, calm down. Let's make some pitches. Let's execute the plan. And if we do that, we're going to get these guys out. And we were able to do that.
Justin Turner ended Jake Arrieta's night with a solo home run in the sixth inning to make it 4-0 Dodgers. He recaps L.A.'s performance.
Two home runs in this postseason, both on first pitch breaking balls from Cy Young winners. How have you done it?
Just trying to battle and get myself in a good position to hit, and if they make a mistake, put a good swing on it. And he left the slider up over the middle of the plate and put a good swing and didn't miss it.
Justin, you face a lot of good pitching in the playoffs. Of course you do. How has this team's at-bats consistently gotten better as the playoffs have gone along?
Yeah, that's... You're going to see good pitching in the postseason. That's why all these teams are here, and you got to put together game plans and find out a way to beat those guys. And we've been doing a pretty good job of it so far.
One thing I noticed after Game 1's loss, your team was very, very calm. Where does that inner strength come from with this group?
Yeah, Game 1 was huge for us. We scratched and clawed and got back into it and had a lot of momentum. And really, one pitch kind of got away from us, and Joe's been great for us all year. So. As you see tonight, he's right back to form, right back on the horse, throwing the ball great, and we like our chances.
Last one for you. Rich Hill tonight, 6 shutout innings. How much does this team feed off his intensity on the mound?
Yeah, you know, I always thought Clayton was intense, but Rich might edge him out on that one. He's pacing around. I want to put a step counter in his cleats and see how much ground he covers over the course of the game. But, you know, the way he gets the ball and his demeanor, his presence out there is unbelievable. He attacks hitters, and, you know, we're glad to have him.